in honor of the upcoming daylight savings time where we spring forward an hour, I wanted to spring you a bit forward in your journey through separation. And specifically, I want to talk about if you happen to be the person that got to keep the home and everywhere you look, you see reminders of your ex and your life together, and it doesn't help you move forward in the journey because you're stuck. So I'm going to give you a few suggestions on how to tackle that. Hello and welcome to another episode of the From Devastated to Divorced podcast. I'm Josie, your host and a separation survival specialist. Through my unique 5 chapters to surviving a separation methodology, I guide women who are grappling with the challenges of an unwanted separation. Together, we navigate the path from feeling devastated to confidently stepping into divorce. And today, we are going to talk about springing you forward in your journey of healing. But specifically, we're going to talk about your home, your house, where you live, and if you were able to get to keep that house, how to make it feel more yours, how to live there without the constant reminders of your past. I think that it's important to try and make the house more yours so that you can start feeling that new chapter in your life, that independence, that disconnection from your previous married life. But it can be hard because, well, we're not rolling in dough, so like completely buying and changing all of the furniture is very difficult to do. There's probably many other places where you need to send your money than to just, you know, get a whole new dining room table or couch or anything like that. So we're going to talk about other ways that we can do that. And one of them is just a simple symbolic cleanse. You can clean, declutter, get rid of anything, any physical item that was a symbol of your past relationship that doesn't need to still be sitting there. Let's use, for example, maybe you still have your wedding photos up. You don't need to have your wedding photos up. You might have looked great in your dress, and that's great, but if he's in the photo, and even if he's not in the photo, I think that that's something that you can put away. You can save it for your kids. I'm not saying you have to burn it, but if you want to, you can. But you can save it. You can put it away somewhere. Just don't have it displayed. If there are some things like knickknacks that you purchased together on a trip that you have displayed somewhere, and when you look at it, you remember sadly about that time, put it away. Just get a box, walk around your entire house, look at things. It's kind of like the anti-Marie Kondo. I don't know if you watched back when Marie Kondo was really popular and she would tell you to pick an item of clothing and hold it. And if it brought you joy, you could keep it. And if you it didn't bring you anything, you could get rid of it. So we're going to do similar with that. But if you see an item, or if you want to go as far as actually holding the item, you hold it. And if it brings you back a sadness, if it makes you feel sad and it makes you feel a loss, pack it up, put it away. It doesn't mean that it doesn't have to come out later in your journey, but for now, let's start with the most easiest things. Things in your house that are reminding you of your past relationship and make you feel hurt. And if you think, oh my God, that's almost everything, well, then clear it all out until you're ready to face it again. The next one that I would suggest is rearranging. So we are not in a financial situation to buy new furniture, to purchase anything new. That's okay. Rearrange. Move everything in a whole different way. Put the couch in the left instead of the right. Put the TV up instead of down. Just any sort of way that you can make the space seem different, look different. And when you do that, it's hard to recall a memory when you're walking to your couch or going to go sit on the dining room table or whatever, because it's in a different arrangement. It's something new. It's something that you are experiencing now and that you didn't experience with your ex. So get creative on how you can move things around, how you can position things. Make it a fun activity with your children. You know, ask them where they think this should go and where that should go, and make it a day of moving around. Spring break is coming, so it's a perfect time to have that as an activity because the kids can be home, and move it. And if you don't like where you put it, move it again. Just play around. It actually will be a entertaining exercise just to see the potential of your home. I suggest that you try that in the bedroom too. If you still have the same bedroom furniture and everything, maybe switching that around in every room that you walk into that you kind of feel a reminder of him, make a switch, change it up, and then it's going to start creating new patterns, new memories, which is very important in the process. Doing new things in your house to create new memories that bring you joy. We don't want this house to be a mausoleum to your last relationship. We want it to be the place where you live, the place where you feel safe, the place where you feel happy with your children, then the place where they feel happy, where they don't feel weird, where they don't feel heaviness. So start making new memories. Institute a movie night, institute a game night, institute a party, you know, have a get together with a group of friends. Tell them each, you know, every month on the third Friday, they can invite a couple friends over and have a little hangout, and just any sort of things that you can come up with to create new memories, doing something different that was not done with your ex to turn the house more into your own new space. And I think the last one that I will mention is maybe repurposing some things. You can't go out and buy new furniture. How about you try and do your own DIY project of repainting your dining room table? I will say that when the chalk paint trend was in, I decided to use the chalk paint and change my light oak table into a dark espresso color. And it was a fun experiment. And then not only that, but I went like to Hobby Lobby or one of the craft stores and bought some very inexpensive fabric, and I recovered the chairs. And the recovering of the chairs went pretty good. The painting, not so good. It actually turned out to be a disaster. And, you know, I don't think that the table lasted more than a few months after that because it got tacky, it got a mess, it started scraping. Not good. Now, I am not a furniture painter, so, and maybe I could have done some more research, so I don't want to dissuade you from trying that. But if you know something about that and you're like, yeah, I can pull this off, then repaint your furniture, because you can then change up the color scheme of different things inexpensively. You can purchase different little decor that match your new theme, and you can put that in the place of the knickknacks and things that you removed because they reminded you of your ex. And so once you do all of those things and you sit there and you look at your place, it's going to look different. It's going to be hard to place your ex-husband somewhere there because all of it has changed. And so now it is yours. It is your home to rebuild your life and to bring a sense of peace to your family. So I hope you found those valuable. I appreciate you listening. And I do want to let you know that I am currently putting the finishing touches on an online course designed exclusively for you, the woman dealing with an unwanted separation. And this isn't just any course. It is modeled after my 5 chapters to surviving a separation methodology, and it's tailored to empower, enlighten, and transform your path post-separation. Imagine a space where growth meets guidance and where every lesson brings you closer to the life of your dreams. So stay tuned for more details. In the show notes, you'll find a link to the waiting list so that you are one of the first to be notified as soon as it goes live. And with that, I'm going to leave you for this week. Thank you so much, and I will catch you on the next one. Bye for now. Thanks again for listening. And if you found value in today's episode, I would really appreciate it if you could go take a moment and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're streaming from. It would really help to get the word out and help us build this community. And as we wrap up today's Heart to Heart, I hope you find healing, feel your strength grow, and embrace your journey forward.